Welcome, everyone, to Moraine Park Technical College Talent Talk Podcast. This is Mindy Boynton, and I am a business representative in the Economic and Workforce Development Division here at the college. Today, I have my guest, Megan Sawal, who is a program coordinator at Forward Services Corporation, to share with us the work she does in the community with employers in all aspects of workforce development, to include education and training programs. Thank you, Megan, for being with us today. And to get us started, can you tell us a little bit more about your role as a program coordinator and a little bit about the mission of Forward Services Corporation?
Sure, Mindy. Thank you so much for having me today. As a program coordinator, I am responsible for the coordination of many programs within our offices across four counties, cover Green Lake, Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, and Manitowoc. One of the most important pieces for me is to ensure that our team is being sensitive to our program participants' needs, that we have great partnerships in our community to help all the people that walk through our doors. We're not the experts in everything, and it's important that we have relationships with other local nonprofits, education options, and employers to help fill the gaps for things we aren't able to provide there in our house. Our mission at FSC is to help individuals realize a larger sense of possibility about the person that they can become. We are a group of dedicated, caring professionals working with our participants to reach their dreams. We do this with employment, training, support, case management, and other services that may lead to a more prosperous future.
Wow, you really offer a lot of programming across the state of Wisconsin in the areas of training, education, career guidance, and supportive services. Could you give us an overview of what programs businesses typically utilize and how that process works?
Sure. So we offer a lot of employment and training programs, two in particular in our office. We have motivated job seekers from all walks of life that come to our offices for help. All of our programs are voluntary, so people that come to see us really want our help. Some come to increase their employability skills. Some come to get help with a resume, interview, gain work experience, and get connected to local employer partners. We take the time at the beginning to work with our participants to ensure that by the time we refer them out to our employer partners, that they have all the supports in place to be successful. We use lots of assessments to find a place to start, as each person is different. We use job readiness assessments, career assessments, educational needs assessments, and barrier assessments to see what may be holding a participant back from finding employment. We then look at ideas and resources to overcome the barriers that that person might be facing to determine next steps. This may include referrals to other nonprofits to obtain stability in areas where there are needs. We would look at the educational needs assessment to determine if the participant is interested or would benefit in more schooling. This would be a TABE test at a local technical college like MPTC, basic education, a short-term certificate program. We definitely refer over to the welding and CNC boot camps at MPTC. We basically really want to work with all the businesses across the state to help our clients launch into new careers in many different industries. Our training prepares people with real-world skills that can be used on the job. We have internal job skills trainings that we offer virtually. We do logistics, call center, office professionals, and manufacturing. We then work with local employers to conduct mock or live interviews with graduates so they can hopefully exit the program and showcase their newfound skills to their local community. This is a great opportunity for local employers to get involved with us because the people that graduate from our programs come out with all these amazing skills and really want to showcase them.
That's great. It sounds like you really set up your participants for success and work with a wide range of industries to help them identify potential new employees for long-term careers. So how do businesses get started and partner with Forward Services Corporation?
So we actually have a position at our office, and that is called the job developer. So they are basically our gatekeeper from our participants to our employer partners. We just actually hired a new job developer in Fond du Lac. Her name is Heather. Her phone number is 920-913-4010. And she will be able to get all the employers connect with the participants that we have to make sure that they're a good fit for both the employer and our participants.
Excellent. That sounds really easy to get started. So they just contact Heather and she will help get them connected to potential new workforce.
Yep. So what we definitely try to do is we have been working with our participants a lot at the front end. So we want to make sure that they are ready for the employment. So when the employers connect with us and say, hey, we have all of these openings, who do you have? We can then go back to our case managers and say, this employer contacted me. They have these openings. These are the shifts. These are the skills they're looking for. We can then look through the people we're working with and then make a good match.
Great. Can you share any specific business success stories and what they were looking for, how they worked with your program and the outcomes of that relationship?
Sure. So in our local community, we've been working a lot with Spectrum. We have a great partnership with Grande. We actually just started a good relationship with Hope Health and Rehab Center. They are actually offering free CNA training to our participants. But our biggest partnership right now with an employer is actually with AmeriCollect. Their home office is actually based in Sheboygan, but they are able to employ people throughout the state. All of their positions are work from home right now. So we have our call center training. That is a 6-week training. And what they have been doing is all of the graduates who've been graduating from that job skills training have been going directly to AmeriCollect for interviews. And I do have a brief little blurb that they gave me to share about their experience working with us. So Aaron stated, we currently work with Forward Service Corporation. They are great at providing referrals to us that complete their call center training program. And that gives the candidates an idea of what to expect when working for us. The candidates they provide show good work ethic to get back on their feet and are well-rounded candidates. These referrals are beneficial as they help fill our openings and we are able to keep our partnership going with them. We do small presentations about what AmeriCollect offers, and that also helps us as well as them. I think the programs they offer would help other businesses as well in filling their openings. So that's been really awesome to see.
Wow. So in addition to training and scheduling interviews, you also allow companies to come in and present the value and mission and everything good that they have going on at their company. Are there any additional services that companies should be aware of, like transportation, childcare, in addition to the training that you provide your participants? We know there are some hurdles sometimes to getting employment. How does Forward Services address some of those challenges?
So some of the things that we do offer is while participants are in our programs, we're able to provide them with gas vouchers and bus passes to get to and from activities. The great thing is, once they obtain employment in our program, we don't just say, okay, you've done a great job, we'll see you later. We actually are able to support them for the first 3 months of employment. So we can continue to support them with gas vouchers, the bus passes. We have helped people if they need uniforms, steel-toed boots, scrubs, any PPE that they need to begin their employment. We know that that's expensive, especially when you may not get a paycheck for 2 to 4 weeks. So we just want to make sure that when we are handing off our participants that they are going to be successful. We also have a program that we run through our office called the WETAP program. It's the Wisconsin Employment Transportation Assistance Program. And that is available to anybody who has a job offer or is currently working and they may need a vehicle repair or they don't have a car and they need to buy one to get to and from work. There are eligibility requirements. I believe that it is anybody who is at 150% or under of the federal poverty level, but that has been a huge piece with that transportation barrier. In Fond du Lac, a lot of places are production, so there's second or third shift. Buses don't run. So one thing that we have been trying to do is offer cab vouchers to our participants to get to and from if needed, if it's outside of those normal bus hours, which has been a crucial piece. So then we try to do that at the beginning and then get them connected with the WETAP program to hopefully have a vehicle to continue after that 3 months of supports are up. The other thing that we really try to focus on is the childcare piece. Everywhere is dealing with a childcare crisis right now. So through our Wisconsin Works program, we actually have a drop-in childcare that we are able to allow our participants to utilize. We pay for the slots. So if a person comes in and they're able to get employment, but there's a huge wait list for childcare, they could utilize the slots that we have at the daycare until they're able to secure childcare for themselves. The biggest part is we are able to provide this to people when they come into our programs. We want to make sure that we support them. We're essentially their cheerleaders, and we want to make sure that we're helping them move in the right direction in chasing their dreams.
It sounds like FSC really covers a lot of the constraints to holding people back from getting employment, that childcare, transportation, education, and even the supplies and equipment that they might need in some production-related roles. So setting them up for success is great, and then keeping them going for the first 3 months, where many companies are seeing that turnover and people not making it for the first 3 months. Hopefully those numbers increase and people stay on, and the retention is better when companies work with Forward Services. Are companies also able to offer training in partnership in that first 3 months? Is there any on-the-job training or any other support that the companies receive?
So we are actually able to help people who are in, we call it job retention. So if they get a job and all they would need is a little bit more, like a certificate or some other certification, something like that, to be able to move up, and it would be a promotion and an increase in wage, we would be able to help that participant with that cost.
Does the cost go to the participant, or would that go to the company?
It would depend on who the charge was coming to. So if the company was saying, if this person had this certification, we would be able to move them up, then we could look at covering that. So I guess the answer is whichever is needed to make sure they're going in the right direction. If it's a certification through MPTC, we would be able to pay MPTC, that kind of thing.
That's excellent. It really sounds like a win-win for both the employees and employers. So how can our listeners get more information about your programs available through FSC after they've listened to this podcast? Are there employer events? Are there online resources? What would you recommend as a next step for anyone who's looking for more and wants to get connected?
So if anybody wants to get connected, we do have a clerical support specialist. She's amazing. Her phone number, and that is the front desk to our office, is 920-913-4007. And she will be able to connect them with whatever program they're looking for, whoever they want to speak to, if it's the job developer, if it's me. We'll be happy to answer any questions they may have. If somebody did want to search to kind of see what we all offer at Forward Service Corporation, they are welcome to just Google Forward Service Corporation. Our website will pop up. I won't give you the URL because it's really hard to remember, but that's a great place to start. Otherwise, we also have a training website. So if they just type in Forward Service Corporation training, that will bring up our training website, and it'll talk about our job skills trainings. We do have a workplace essentials class. We have a job search essentials class. And then we do have those manufacturing, the logistics, the call center, and the office professionals class. And it will kind of walk them through all the different certifications we would do.
And I understand that as companies get more engaged, you do have corporate steering committees and then also a newsletter that you send out regularly. Is that something that anyone can get involved with?
Yep. They can just contact our office and we can get them connected. I'll just need an email address and we can get them on the mailing list.
That's great. And I know that's a way you really gain knowledge and find out information on how to best serve employers in the region and also get feedback on your services so that you continuously can improve and evolve the training and programs that you offer. This has been really enlightening, learning more about your programs. Thank you for the great work you're doing in the community. To wrap us up for today, are there any other FSC programs or initiatives coming up that you'd like to mention or share with our audience?
I can just briefly touch on some of the other programs we have, because I'm sure current employers have employees that might be running into some crises. So we do have the emergency assistance program at our office. So if an employer has an employee that is struggling with either being evicted, is facing homelessness, impending homelessness, and they have dependent children in their care, they would potentially qualify for the emergency assistance program. It's a 5-day turnaround from application to approval, because obviously if you are living in a home with children and your water's getting shut off, your electric's being shut off, or you have a 5-day pay or vacate, it's an emergency. So we want to make sure we can make sure that people can stay in their homes. So they could refer them to our office for that. And we also just started a LIFE program for domestic violence survivors. So if an employer is aware of a situation where somebody may benefit from that LIFE program, they are welcome to send them to our office and we can get them connected to that resource as well.
It's just incredible that you are reaching people at so many different levels of their employment and life stages and able to offer those emergency funds, which are so needed for families after coming out of the pandemic, and helping them set up a more self-sufficient, sustainable lifestyle, really changing lives, making a great impact in the community. Thank you so much for sharing all of these great resources with us today. It's really been a pleasure having you join us on this podcast and working with you through the Technical College to help people gain employment and lifelong skills. Listeners, you can be among the first to know about future Talent Talk podcasts by subscribing to our newsletter. You can do that by visiting moraineparke.edu/newsletter. That's moraineparke.edu/newsletter. As a subscriber, you'll also learn about upcoming training opportunities. That concludes today's podcast. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.